This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us for some fine modern mainstream jazz. Tonight, we have our highlight artist of the week is tenor sax man Richie Kamuka, who made a name for himself in the early Stan Kenton and Woody Herman big bands and went on to work in the West Coast, primarily with various small groups. This particular album is on the Pacific Jazz label, great independent jazz label in the 50s and 60s on the West Coast. And the co-billing is here is Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka. Bill Perkins was also a tenor sax man who played in the Woody Herman big band tenor sax section in the mid-50s. And accompanying these two great tenor men, we have Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy on drums. And this is an old standard, not played too often, kind of interesting rendition of Spain. Bill Perkins and Richard Kamuka there on tenor sax in the front line, backed up by Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy on drums. That's an old standard that isn't played too often, called Spain. Now we're going to turn to a multi-instrumental artist, Jimmy Giuffre. He's very adept on tenor sax, baritone sax, and clarinet. I'm not sure what all reeds he plays on this particular track. This is a little trio that he worked with for quite some time. It was very successful. Pianist, no drums, just Giuffre on reeds, Val Pina on bass, Jim Hall on guitar. And this is a nice little standard that you don't hear too often. Crazy She Calls Me. Thank you. beautiful rendition of Crazy She Calls Me by the Jimmy Giuffre Trio. The Jimmy Giuffre that was there on clarinet, Ralph Penn on bass, and Jim Hall on guitar. Cut in New York City in 1957. We're going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Richie Kamuka. This time he's in a setting with two other tenor men who also worked in the Woody Herman Band. And this is why the album is called The Brothers, because Woody Herman's bands were called the Four Brothers Bands, because they usually had three tenor sax men and a baritone in the front line in the sax section. And they all participated in that Woody Herman setup. And this is a little thing that's called Blixt, written by Bill Potts. And besides Al Cohn, Bill Perkins, and Richard Kamuka on tenor sax, we've got Hank Jones on piano, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, and John Buell on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. Blixt. Tenor sax trio, Al Cohn, Bill Perkins, Richard Kamuka, all on tenor sax, from their RC album, The Brothers. and some tastefully backed up there by Hank Jones on piano, some fine rhythm guitar work by Jimmy Rainey, and brushwork on drums was by Chuck Flores. I'm going to turn now to the piano stylings of Duke Pearson from his Blue Note album, Tender Feelings. And this is an old Cole Porter thing. Duke is backed up by Gene Taylor on bass, Lex Humphrey on drums. This is Cole Porter's composition, I Love You. great composition by Cole Porter, tastefully done by pianist Duke Pearson from his Blue Note album, Tender Feelings, backed up by Gene Taylor there on bass, Lex Humphrey on drums. Well, now it's back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Richie Kamuka. And now we're going to go back to his Richie Kamuka Quartet album, cut in L.A. I believe it was originally cut on the Mode label, small independent L.A. label. And this time the quartet is comprised of, oh my goodness, this is like a Hoosier reunion. We've got, besides Richie on tenor sax, we've got Carl Perkins on out of Indianapolis on piano, Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, and an outlier there, Stan Leary on drums. This is a Calmer Ruby composition that isn't played nearly enough. It's a real old evergreen, nevertheless.
Thank you.
Richie Kamuka on tenor sax with his little quartet doing Nevertheless. We're going to follow up with another track by Richie Kamuka. This time he has co-billing with bass trumpet man Cy Tuff. We played a track from this album in the first hour called Primitive Cats. And this time, instead of playing in a quintet context, we're going to be playing you an octet version of a Johnny Mandel's composition, Keister Prey. This is a real swinger, and included in the ensemble is the great Harry Edison on trumpet. Russ Freeman is now in on piano, one of my favorite piano players who spent a lot of time with the Chet Baker Quartet. Leroy Vinegar from Indianapolis is back on bass. Leroy has been very busy tonight. And Chuck Flores, who was a drummer in the Herman Band at the time, is back here on drums. This is a neat little swinger called Keister Parade.
Thank you.
That was our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Richie Kamuka, co-leading a group with bass trumpet man Cy Tuff from their album Primitive Cats. And that was their octet. And they were ably led through that particular track by the great trumpet man out of the Basie big band, Harry Edison, who really led the charge on that one. Okay, we're going to turn now to the Hoagy Carmichael songbook. And this is alto sax man Sonny Criss doing Hoagy Carmichael's great standard Skylark. Here, Sonny is backed up by Walter Davis on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Alan Dawson on drums. This is from Sonny's album, This is Criss. Thank you. Togi Carmichael's Skylark, beautifully done there by alto sax man Sonny Chris, from his album This Is Chris on the Prestige label. All right, well, can't let this salute to our highlight artist of the week, Richie Kuhn, could go by without playing one of the real swingers that he participated in, and this goes back to his album that he co-led with bass trumpet man Cy Tuff. This is his octet doing another composition by Johnny Mandel. I really like this one, called Groover Waylon. Cooking on that one. That's Groover Waylon, written by Johnny Mandel, and that was the led up by Richie Kamuka on Saitoff Little Octet from their album Primitive Cats. Well, we've been swinging along here for the last couple hours on the Feeling of Jazz, 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. I certainly did. And so we're going to be back next week, next Sunday night. I hope you can join us again for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close it out with a little cooker by the inimitable Horace Silver on piano, leading up his quintet from his Blue Note album, Blowing the Blues Away. This is Sister Sadie.